interest in this debate. I will read the statement to you as promised. The Joint Constitutional Review Committee, the JCRC, today adopted its report in favor of amendment of Section 25 of the Constitution to make it possible for the state to expropriate land without compensation in the public interest. The African National Congress, the Economic Freedom Fighters, and the National Freedom Party all voted in favor of the report. The Democratic Alliance, the African Christian Democratic Party, and COPE all voted against the committee report. According to the rules governing the committees of parliament, all political parties represented in the national legislature could participate in the deliberations and public hearings on the matter, but only those whose names appear in the announcements, tablings, and committee reports, normally referred to as ATC, as members of the JCRC, could vote on the matter. The only alternate members who could vote were those who were representing members who were not present. Committee co-chairperson, Mr. Louis Nzimande, has expressed his gratitude to the thousands of South Africans who participated in the process of helping the committee to come to a decision on the matter. As I quote his words, he said, "This has truly been a massive project. We have seen people queuing for long periods just to make sure that they have a say on the matter. The committee did not expect the volume of responses from the public it received. However, this is a reminder to all of us of the importance of the issue of land to all South Africans. The committee is truly humbled by your participation in enriching our work." Close quote. The JCRC was instructed by the National Assembly and National Councils of Provinces to ascertain whether a review of Section 25 of the Constitution and other clauses is necessary to make it possible for the state to expropriate land in the public interest without compensation, and also to propose constitutional amendments where necessary. The committee then called for written submissions on the matter, holding public hearings in all the 9 provinces, followed by oral presentations in parliament. Thereafter, members of parliament were given the opportunity to make recommendations and observations. This could only be addressed, we are saying here that it was clear during this process that there was total agreement that there was a need for urgent and accelerated land reform in order to address the injustices of the past, which were inflicted on the majority of South Africans. The hunger of land amongst the dispossessed was also very clear. If I were to quote Mr. Nzimande again, as we were discussing, he indicated that this could only be addressed by amending this issue of land hunger could only be addressed by amending Section 25 of the Constitution to be explicitly clear that expropriation of land without compensation by the state in the public interest should be one mechanism to accelerate the land reform program. South Africans have spoken loud and clear, and we listened to their cry. Yesterday, as we were closing the meeting, we tried to quote what was in the Code of Arms. I was later corrected by one lady who is a descendant of the Khoi, that I did not make the pronouncements correctly. I should have said the unity in diversity, which actually describes us as South Africans. Thank you very much.
There you have it. have a colleague. If you can introduce yourself and the media houses that you represent when you ask the question,